Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way. It's just the two of us. And I want to talk about some what I'm calling human resources questions. I've got three human resources questions I want to ask you, see if you can answer these questions. See how you answer them. Here's the first question. What is your business's annual training budget? What does it look like? How much is it? Now, while you're chewing on that, I want to point out one of the HR practices that big businesses are known for and which small businesses should emulate, and that is a legendary commitment to training. When I talk to young people about starting their career, and they tell me, "What do you think I should do?" I tell them, as much as you hear me taking corporate America down the road for some of their practices, and I do all the time, and I'm probably going to continue to do it, I do tip my hat to them for the training that they do, the way they prepare their people. They invest in training. And so I tell these young people, go find a company that's in your field, whatever you're interested in, go find a company that's in that field and go to work for them, a big company, a huge company, a global company, a galactic company, as big as you can get the biggest one you can find, and try to get a job with them and work for them for 5 years, 3 to 5 years, because they will train you within an inch of your life. They'll throw so much money at you to train you and they'll teach you stuff that's not just, you know, things like to help them sell stuff. I mean, they'll give you all kinds of good training in every different way. Their commitment to training, the corporate America's commitment to training is legendary. But unfortunately, too many small businesses conduct training after a fashion, if at all, and likely with no budget. Historically, big businesses have had an advantage in this area because over the years they've had the resources to pay for structured training programs. But here's the other thing: they had the staff redundancy to give their people time away from their assignments to acquire the training. That's the problem. Small business owners, we've had a triple whammy against us. We couldn't afford to pay for the training. Some of it was so expensive. We couldn't afford to let people have the time off because somebody had to mind the store. We didn't have extra people. But thanks to the Internet, thousands of companies have developed and distributed convenient and affordable online training programs. Small businesses can now acquire training in a wide range of disciplines. Everything you can think of, there's somebody who has an online training program that won't break the budget, and with a minimum of lost production, possibly free, and possibly without ever taking them off. I mean, if you can tell your people, look, don't just, you know, I'll invest in the program, but I'm going to need you to invest some of your time. It's going to make you smarter. You can take it with you wherever you go. Ask your employees to be your partner in this training. So how are you coming up with that training budget answer? Have you got your number yet? If you're having trouble, perhaps we found a good place to focus your attention. So let me provide a low-hanging fruit place to start. Train all employees to say, "You're welcome," or "It's my pleasure," or any number of answers to when a customer says something to you, instead of "No problem." No problem is a big problem. You got to train your folks. There was a time when you didn't have to train salespeople, employees, to say thank you to customers, to say you're welcome. But today you do. You just got to do it. You got to get no problem. You got to rip it out of your company and get rid of it. It's non-negotiable, folks. Training, remember, training is an excellent example of how technology has leveled the playing field for small businesses, but you still have to claim that leverage with a commitment of time and money, and get your people to stop saying no problem. That's one of my hot buttons. I'm never going to get over that. Number two, here's the second question. Are your employees successful? Does that sound like a trick question? Well, it is only if you don't know the best way for your business to be outrageously successful. If you don't know that you're supposed to help your employees to be successful in their individual assignments and then recognize them for that. It's not your job just to give them a job, turn them loose and have them be successful, not just for the company, but to have them feel successful in their assignments. Make sure that before it rolls up to the company, that they feel like they've been successful. Remember Blasingame's first law of aggregation. Your employees' success in their assignments ultimately aggregate for and accrue to the company. And if you're the owner, that's you. Here's another low-hanging fruit place to start. Say this to your employees. You own this assignment. When you give an employee a job, tell them, you own this assignment. This belongs to you. And to the degree that you need me to help you finish it, if there's some element of your work that can't be completed unless I answer a question, unless I give you something, maybe you have to give them something every day, once a week, whatever. If you need me to finish your work at that moment, I work for you. I tell my employees that. I work for you. To the degree that you need me to help you and you ask me for help, at that moment, I work for you. Subordinating your ego to employee success will make them happier, more engaged, and the business will be more profitable. Here's the third HR question. Who are your key employees? Yes, that is another trick question, because the answer is everyone. Every member of a small business must fit the definition of key employee. They've got to be competent. They've got to be versatile. They've got to be engaged with a good attitude. A small business can't afford to not have everybody be considered a key employee. Your company's ability to compete will be diminished by the same factor as the percentage of your team who don't fit this profile. Identify the keepers, pay them well, and replace everybody else. Whether the unemployment rate is 0 or 10%, good people are always in demand, my friends, and finding and keeping the best people, invest in their professional growth with training. You got to do all that. And you got to help them be successful in their assignments. Find them, train them, help them be successful in their assignments. But because if you don't, somebody's going to come and get them. Somebody's going to poach them right out from under you. Now more than ever before, invest in training, promoting employees, and show them that they're valued. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.